The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon. Catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
Welcome to the Gospel Road. It's the weekend. Do you feel like you're getting time off for good behavior? Things are kind of changing a little bit. I was actually busy this morning. I did the announcing for the Drake Road Race, Drake Relays, actually underway this week where I am. So that a little different. I mean, the last time we had a Drake Relays was 2019, but it was good seeing the runners and walkers out and taking part this morning, and had a lot of fun with that. And, you know, it's just interesting. It's an interesting time. I mean, we are seeing things slowly opening up, slowly lifting restrictions. But at the same time, it's just an odd feeling while you're out there too. The interaction, not 100% the same. And it's going to be like this a while. And so many things are happening with mass shootings. And fear and hatred amongst one another. You know, we're not getting along better. It's almost many of us are getting along worse. A lot of us are just kind of tired of it and just wish it'd move on. We're seeing a lot more discrimination, and it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It's based on beliefs, philosophy. I mean, for me, I just kind of stay in my place and pray. Because what else can you do? You know, you get out to do things. I mean, I'll be honest. I went to the grocery store yesterday, and you know, people are. I even talked to friends where they're hiring new people, and they're not even training them 100%. They're pretty much getting them what they need to know, and then boom. You know, I was out 65 cents yesterday. I mean, 65 cents, it is what it is. But it was just kind of the annoying piece because we still have the can and bottle return here in Iowa. So, you know, you take the bottles back. So I did that and gave the receipt to the cashier when I was cashing out. And instead of taking off 65 cents, they added 65 cents. But then they took off the 65 cents, but then still never took off the 65 cents. And I called her out on it, and of course by then I'd already run my card and paid for the groceries, and I'm just like, you know, it's not worth my time to figure it out at 65 cents, but, you know, pay attention. I mean, how is it that we're living through life not paying attention to what we're doing? And almost to the point that it's getting worse. Your brain is everywhere but where you are and where you should be. Or you're just we're in so dire need of people to work because there's many that won't. I mean, we lost a board op who's not going to come back at the station because of everything going on. We have to work on our patience more now. and our anger, you could say, you know, no, you don't want to just fly off the handle. And sometimes it's just, it's those little things. Things have been crazy for us because we're looking at purchasing another signal. And so we've just been busy. And then just launched another sacred music station. We're doing that through Live 365. So I've been working on that for a couple weeks. It's crazy. But we have to do the best that we can. We have to be able to hold ourselves, to believe in ourselves, to really be that accountability piece. Yeah. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 15 today. Kind of went off on a little tangent rant. Now, just remember, we have to think about one another and be there for each other. You know, man, again, it's us being better every day and helping others to be better every day and not beating them down, not trying to put them in some fear, but to encourage them and help them. Because, again, we all are looking at this in a different way. And we have to be able to support them, however they feel. Because some are scared. Like I said, 1 Corinthians 15, it says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which is received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what is also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, more of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preached, and so they believed. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ can be raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and our faith is in vain. We've even found to be more misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope, in this life only, we are of all the people to be pitied, the most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each is in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes to the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God, the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is expected who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, but my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. What do I gain if humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. I say this in your shame. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, who you sow does not come to life until he dies. And what you sow in is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain, but God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed. But the glory of the heavenly is one of a kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for the stars differ from star in glory. So is it with the resurrection of the dead. When is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body, but it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural and then the spiritual. For the first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven and was made of dust. So as was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are in heaven. Just as we are born in the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must be put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must be put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on the immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm talking about the resurrection. And having those beliefs, those thoughts. You know, one line in here, you know, bad company ruins good morals. You know, you hear the line about the one rotten egg ruins the basket, right? You know, we need to be helping one another and encouraging one another. I mean, there's two ways of going through this. I mean, number one, you know, we're talking about Christ dying on the cross and being, and then resurrecting, being resurrected, coming back from the dead. And as I've shared before, as I've heard many times, you know, I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. In my beliefs, I also am trying to be that better person. I mean, and we all should be striving to be that better person. And having Jesus in your life, asking him in. And, you know, again, it's been said by many pastors. It's also was said by a saint. But again, we live an entire life. You know, you give your life to God. You give your entire life, and at the end, nothing happens. Nothing's there. But you gained by living a better life, by being a better person. And you lost nothing because you had a great life. Now you live your life being good, living that good life. But at the end, what if it is true? There is a heaven and hell. And you hadn't given your life to Christ. Heaven, hell. Now you lose everything. I share that, and it's just something to think about. But the main part of what these discussions is, you know, how is it that we can be that better person, to be that a better people, to help others be better, to encourage and build them up and lift them up, encourage and motivate and inspire? How is it that you can do that? What is it that you can do to help people do better? I mean, this past week, we also added a new sport at the station. We're now doing boys soccer. And we have a couple brand new guys, never done broadcast before. So we had the meeting and kind of walking through the formatics of what they need to know on how this needs to be done. But, you know, it's teaching and training and helping and, again, growing. Had a follow-up call with him yesterday, and, you know, first broadcast wasn't bad, but, you know, we'll get better. You know, we always hear the first three rules of anything: practice, practice, practice. The more you practice, the better you get, the better you become. You know, we're living this life every day, trying to be better, practicing this life every day, trying to be better. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, we're trying this life every day, trying to be better. It's like we're living, you know, it's just a daily practice because of how things change and things that we're not expecting. But we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. And that's what we need to do. You know, being patience, you know, being able to endure. And helping others do the same, to build them up and to help them be the best that they can be. You know, again, being better tomorrow than we are today. 1 Corinthians 15 is what we looked at today. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this, be sure to share it on social media, Facebook and Twitter. And you can also find me at My Buddy Jimmy. Also on YouTube at My Buddy Jimmy 101. So until next time, have a great day. God bless. And thank you for listening to The Gospel Road.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.